Proclamation number 8302 of 18th of October, 1962. God's unlimited love and His power. I look after all my living creations with untiring love and patience and take all their weaknesses into account, helping them to reach the height again from which they plunged into the abyss of their own free will. Time and again my love follows them when they turn away from me, and time and again I send them my messengers of light who participate in the return of all fallen spirits and are active in my will. But only when my living creations learn to recognize my love will they give up their resistance. Only then will they allow themselves to be drawn upwards without offering resistance, and then the return to me, from whom they once distanced themselves because they followed another whom they could behold and who is radiant in beauty, will be initiated. The return to me, however, only takes place when they follow one who bore all disgrace and suffering on earth, who walked the path to the cross unsightly and disgraced, who atoned for the grave guilt of sin of your past apostasy from me with the most bitter torments and the most shameful death on the cross, whose love for his fallen brethren was so great that he thus took me himself, as the eternal lover, into himself. And thus love itself took pity on you, which always and forever applies to you, who once came forth from my love. Love created you, love redeemed you from the captivity of the enemy, and this love will apply to you for all eternity. Yet you humans do not understand this, for you are imperfect, thus of limited thinking, and you would not be able to endure the strength of my love if I did not restrict it according to your degree of perfection. You would perish if I wanted to shine upon you in all fullness of strength and light. But this love belongs to you and therefore you can also request it, and you will never make a wrong request if you only desire my love. But the fact that you don't use the strength of my love, which is at your unlimited disposal, is again due to your imperfection, for you are still without realization to a certain extent as long as you don't develop love within yourselves. You must not deny the entrance into your heart to the love which constantly wants to shine upon you. You must voluntarily open your heart to me and ask me to fill it with my love. And truly, you yourselves will glow with hot love and turn your love towards everything that surrounds you. And then you will unite with me myself through love, and you will be able to work with me in my strength and help wherever your help is needed. You should only believe in my infinite love for you, which you may receive without limitation because I will not deny myself to anyone who desires my love. But love only wants your bliss, it wants to give itself away, to make you happy, it only ever wants to give. And what it wants to give you is light, strength and freedom. The state which was your share in the beginning when you emerged from me as perfect creatures. You should reach this state again because it was a state of bliss where my love could radiate, flow, through you unhindered, where you could create and work for your own happiness. The fact that you voluntarily gave up this blissful state and fell into the abyss did not diminish my love for you but allowed me myself to constantly court your love, and I find my highest bliss in the voluntary return of my living creations as my children, for my love is unlimited and will therefore not cease and one day also accomplish the work of deifying my living creations, which was the last goal of my work of creation. But for you humans love will remain a mystery until you yourselves will dwell in the kingdom of light, glowing with love, where the darkness which still overshadows you in earthly life is fallen away, even though you are devoted to me and strive towards me. For as long as I can only give you my love in a limited way in order not to endanger your existence, you will not understand my infinitely profound love either, which is my fundamental nature and which can never pass away. Yet my assurance that this love of mine belongs to you should make you happy and only ever strive to ascend. You should only ever seek unification with me, which can only take place again if you kindle the love within yourselves and let it flare up into a bright flame. But then you will also be close to the goal, and your departure from this earth will be a blissful one, because you will only discard the heavy body and enter the realms of eternal light and eternal peace. Because then you will be united with me and will remain so for all eternity. Amen.